From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama is traveling to Schenectady, New York, where he'll visit a General Electric plant and talk about U.S. competitiveness in the global marketplace. Mr. Obama, accompanied by GE's CEO Jeffrey Immelt. NPR's Scott Horsley says the president will be naming Immelt to head a new business advisory board.
Immelt will lead the president's new Council on Jobs and Competitiveness. That panel replaces an earlier advisory board, which was focused on economic recovery. The change reflects a new challenge for the nation's economy, which has pulled back from the brink of recession, but is still not creating jobs fast enough. The president says he's asked the council to look for ways to encourage more hiring by the private sector. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
This weekend, the president will be meeting with House Democrats. NPR's Giles Snyder reports the lawmakers are gathering for a retreat on Maryland's Eastern Shore.
As the headliner, President Obama is likely to offer his fellow Democrats a preview of Tuesday's State of the Union speech. Mr. Obama's appearance at the annual retreat comes as his fellow Democrats are getting used to being in the minority. They lost control of the House to Republicans in the November elections, making them the minority party for the first time in 4 years. They are likely to use their retreat to plot strategy, how to handle policy issues and next year's elections. House Republicans held a similar retreat in Baltimore last weekend. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
House Republican leaders are being pressured by conservative lawmakers to make much more drastic cuts in spending than the leaders have proposed. The conservatives want an immediate cut of $100 billion from non-defense programs. Another milestone for Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords today as she is moved to a rehabilitation hospital in Houston. An aide to Giffords, C.J. Karamarjan, says the congresswoman has done remarkably well so far.
We've gone in a period of less than 2 weeks from unbearable anguish to cautious optimism to moments of just joy. And today is one of those joyous days.
Karamarjan was on CBS's The Early Show. In Houston, Giffords will be involved in weeks or months of intensive rehabilitation. At the hospital, she'll join other brain injury patients in working in high-tech gymnasiums with therapists who will help her recover as much functioning as possible. Another of those wounded in the Tucson shootings, Ron Barber, tells NBC that while his physical recovery is going well, he still has flashbacks.
It comes through my head over and over again, I have to say. My first recollection or memory is of the shooter pulling his weapon and shooting Congresswoman Giffords in the head and then turning it on the rest of us.
Authorities say Barber's friend, Federal Judge John Roll, helped save his life by pushing him to the ground and lying on top of him. Roll was killed when he was shot in the back. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 52 points. The Nasdaq is up 6. This is NPR News. Iran is showing no sign of making any major concessions at talks in Istanbul concerning that country's nuclear program. Diplomats from the U.S. and 5 other world powers are there trying to push Iran toward curtailing its uranium enrichment activities and easing concerns that it's seeking to develop nuclear weapons. Iran has dismissed 4 sets of U.N. sanctions imposed because of Iran's failure to cease enrichment activities. Nearly 24 crew members from a hijacked South Korean freighter have been rescued. Michael Rhee reports Special Forces troops from South Korea stormed the vessel today, a vessel that was under control of Somali pirates in the Arabian Sea.
Photographs from the raid show commandos crouching on the deck of the Samho Jewelry, which was captured by Somali pirates on January 15th. Nearly all 21 crew members escaped from the operation unharmed. Only the captain suffered a gunshot wound that is reportedly not life-threatening. 8 of the pirates were killed during the rescue, and 5 have been captured. South Korean President Lee Myung-bak praised the mission, which was a first for Korea. He says the country will not tolerate threats to the lives and safety of its people in the future. For NPR News, I'm Michael Rhee in Seoul.
Charles Manson follower Patricia Krenwinkel will have to wait 7 more years before she's next eligible to apply for parole. A parole board in Los Angeles has turned down her most recent request, citing dozens of letters asking that she be kept behind bars. Krenwinkel was convicted along with Manson and 2 other women in connection with 7 murders in 1969, considered among the most notorious crimes of the 20th century. Krenwinkel has been imprisoned longer than any other woman in California. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.
Support for